From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Current Cuban President Raul Castro announced his brother's death late Friday. On the streets of Havana, some residents said they were saddened by the news because Castro was the only leader they had ever known. In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, raucous celebrations broke out with people celebrating Fidel Castro's death. Tomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
The streets are so joyous because several generations of Cubans are celebrating the death of a dictator. Not the death of a human being, but the death of a dictator.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said on Twitter, "I lament the death of Fidel Castro Ruiz, the leader of the Cuban Revolution and emblematic reference of the 20th century." French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of his era. Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with their country. In a statement, Obama said, "Today we offer condolences to Fidel Castro's family, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. In the days ahead, they will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America." President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. This is VOA News. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Somalia's capital Mogadishu on Saturday. According to security officials, at midday local time, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market in the city's Afsayoni neighborhood. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud said that the man who carried out the deadly attack on civilians was captured by the security forces and is now in custody. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility by the group. The latest blast comes as the country has been holding a vote at polling centers over several weeks seeking for a new parliament. Some 14,000 people representing Somalia's federal states have been chosen to pick the 275 lawmakers. Those members of parliament will choose a new president. Another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued their push to dislodge Islamic State militants controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to Islamic State attacks in two neighborhoods. Iraqi military and hospital officials said mortar rounds fired by Islamic State militants overnight and early Saturday killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods already retaken by troops. The UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began in October. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Seoul and other South Korean cities Saturday to demand the resignation of embattled President Park Geun-hye. Protest organizers put the crowd at more than 1.5 million demonstrators. Police said the crowd was 400,000. Thousands marched in streets close to the presidential Blue Palace. The protest later turned into a candlelight vigil as protesters turned a darkened boulevard in front of an old palace into a sea of light by waving candles and singing and shouting for Park's removal. And former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign has announced it will participate in a vote recount initiated by former Green Party candidate Jill Stein in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of three battleground states she is seeking, won by Donald Trump. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.